The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me. I've been debating all day how to begin the program, whether to begin with the shooting of the teenager first or wait just a little bit until we get into it. Yeah, I'm not really sure how I'm going to proceed. I'm so torn on this. If you're a regular listener to this program, I'm just a very positive person. I don't get distressed easy. I'm certainly not negative. I'm not pessimistic. But it is getting more and more difficult to fight off at least extreme frustration with what we're facing in our culture and our society. We are being torn apart. We are becoming more and more divided, not just day by day, but almost minute by minute. And we have become such an incredibly divided and judgmental nation. And it's disheartening. I admit it. It is disheartening. Hey, welcome to Bob Burney Live. Telephone number 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. I was going to wait until later, but I just pulled up my computer in the studio, and just before the microphone went live, I saw this from one of my friends on Facebook. It is a video of the police press conference concerning the tragic shooting of a 16-year-old girl yesterday. About 4 o'clock, 3:30 to 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. It would have received a whole lot more of attention when it happened, except it happened at almost the same time that the verdict in the Chauvin trial was being announced. And I don't care how you slice it. It's tragic. And the police have very, very, very quickly released the body cam video. And if you look at the body cam video, you have a young woman, a teenager, that pretty clearly is trying to either seriously injure or kill another black individual. The girl that was shot, clearly. Now, the news media says reputedly and reportedly. Hey, look at the video. It's disturbing, but look at the video. She had a knife in her hand, and she is doing her best to stab another black individual. I don't know the age of the other black individual, trying to stab her right in the neck, which could have been fatal. It is absolutely certain that she is trying to injure or murder another individual, and the police officer in an effort to save the life, and in order to save the life of another black individual, the police officer opens fire. Now, this is going to be examined. The police are going to investigate. BCI is going to investigate. And probably the FBI will investigate. And who knows who else will investigate. We don't know the results of that investigation yet. We just don't know. But here is one of my friends on Facebook and has the caption, "Columbus has its own problem with trigger-happy police officers!" Exclamation point. Really? You really want to add fuel to the fire? You want to throw gasoline on flames that are already burning? There is a violent fight occurring. Police officers have been called to the scene. A man, I don't know what his age is shown kicking violently a woman in the head. I mean, violently. And then off to the left, you have the girl, the teenager with a knife in her hand, doing the best she can to stab someone. And, of course, the armchair quarterbacks, "He should have used a taser. He should have used pepper spray." Police officers have to make split-second decisions. It will be determined whether this police officer acted properly or not. But I have no respect whatsoever for anyone who jumps to conclusions, is judge and jury, and I have very little respect for people who assume because this was a white police officer, he has to be a racist and he just wanted to kill a young black woman because she was black and he was white. That reveals enormous prejudice and bigotry on your part. You don't know anything about this police officer. You don't know anything about his view of race or whatever. You have no idea. And I am fed up with people, regardless of the color of their skin, that make a determination about a situation simply because of the color of the skin of the person shooting, of the person being shot, the person being stabbed, the person stabbing. This has got to stop. And right now, as we speak, the student union at The Ohio State University has been taken over by students, and they are demanding that The Ohio State University sever all relationship with Columbus police because of this incident. It just happened yesterday. It's tragic. Was the shooting justified? We don't know. So don't jump to a conclusion. Did race have anything to do with it? We have no idea. It is getting harder and harder and harder for individuals to make informed, objective conclusions because of the inflammatory nature of the culture around us. There is such anger, there is such resentment that people are just looking for an opportunity to be outraged. They're just looking for it. They're waiting for it, searching for it, pleading, almost pleading for it. And this has got to stop. This incident has made national headlines. All of the national news media has been covering it. And it is tragic. A teenager. Yesterday, they were reporting she was 15. She is 16. Yes, it is tragic. But why did she have a knife?
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
All right. Gonna move on for at least a time. We're going to see protests tonight concerning the police shooting yesterday. I pray that they are not violent. We'll see. I pray they are not violent. Have you heard of the Day of Silence? Well, it happens this Friday, April 23rd. It is sponsored by Gleason, one of America's most radical radical activist organizations. And the purpose of the Day of Silence, they encourage students throughout the school day in their school to be completely silent. Teacher calls on them, they're silent. Teacher asks them a question, they're silent. They're asked to give a report to stand. Anyway, it is called the Day of Silence. Many, 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 many public schools across America will observe the Day of Silence in support of the radical LGBTQ agenda. Now, here's what has happened the last few years. Students who are not willing to go along with the Day of Silence are bullied. Students who just act normal, respond to the teachers, talk in the hallways, and so forth, are bullied. What's the matter with you? Are you a bigot? Why are you not supporting us? It's sad. Here is my suggestion. This is happening nationally this Friday. It's been going on for several years, and this year looks like there will be more public schools involved than ever before. Here is my suggestion, and that's all it is. Find out if your child's school will be observing the Day of Silence this coming Friday. If so, keep your kid home. Just keep them home. Why should they be ridiculed, bullied? Because they're acting normal. Your kids should know whether the school is going to be observing the Day of Silence. Check it out. Do a little bit of research. And if your public school is going to be participating in the Day of Silence, just my suggestion, take it or leave it, my suggestion is you keep your child home this coming Friday. And then there's this. There is such an effort to normalize the abnormal. This is a Columbus story, which has natural importance. Here's the headline from here in Columbus. Nina West to co-lead kids variety show Nina's Treehouse. Now, who is Nina West? Nina West is a drag queen. That is not his name, and I should have looked it up. It would have been easy, but it's not important. This is a man who has an alter ego character, Nina West, who pretends, acts like a woman, a drag queen, and has become quite well known. He was featured on RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't think he won, but he has received a great deal of notoriety for being a drag queen. Well, listen to this. Here's the story from Columbus. Columbus champion Nina West isn't done with a small screen. The RuPaul's Drag Queen alum is teaming up with Queer Eye co-host Bobby Burke to make a kids variety show for Stupid Buddy Studios. Yeah, that's the name of the studios. Stupid Buddy Studios. Quote, "This is a dream come true. I am so excited to partner with Bobby Burke and Stupid Buddy Studios to bring this world of Nina's Treehouse to life. Every bit of my heart is jumping at the opportunity to share joy, love, and kindness with children of all ages and continue to carry the torch." Listen to this. "Continue to carry the torch of greats like Fred Rogers and Walt Disney." Here is a perverted man who gets paid to pretend to be a woman, and he is comparing himself to Fred Rogers and Walt Disney. He said, "This show is the definition of magic." He described Nina's Treehouse as part Mrs. Doubtfire, part Sesame Street, and a bit of Pee-wee's Playhouse. Yeah. They're coming for your kids, folks. I want you to know that. They are coming for your kids. I don't know what network this is going to air on, and I really don't care. There is this concerted, aggressive effort to normalize the absolutely abnormal and to program, to brainwash children. This guy's going to have a TV show aimed specifically at children. Just be aware, please. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.